So this is the curious case of the ex and the dirty laundry.
Okay.
I'll just read you the message, okay, and you tell me what you think. It says, my husband and I own our house while his ex lives in an apartment complex. My 8-year-old stepson spends about half the time with us, so his laundry adds up pretty quickly. We have our own washer dryer. Mom uses a laundromat. His mom has always found it difficult to accept my presence. So there's a little tension here with the, you know, the mom and the ex, right? They broke up before he was even born. The ex tried to win my husband back several times through increasingly desperate means. She's shown up drunk at his mother's place, screaming and crying that they were meant to be together.
This is a mess. Okay.
Yeah. So she seemed to calm down after we got married 2 years ago. But we recently announced we're pregnant, and she's kind of ramped the crazy up again. Now, her dirty underwear is making its way into the laundry bag that my stepson brings home. The first time, I figured it was a mistake and tossed the thong in the trash. But by the fourth time, it seemed like it wasn't a coincidence.
Savage. Wow.
I have not yet mentioned this to my husband. I just keep throwing them away. What do I do here? Eventually, she's going to run out of underwear, right?
I love that she keeps just throwing it away. Wow.
Yeah. I really don't want this drama during a pregnancy. So there you go. What do you think? 792-6278.
Oh, my God.
Call or text.
I don't even know what I would do. I mean, I know I would lose my mind, but
I mean, do you say something to your husband? Do you say something to the ex directly?
I mean, the second I'm doing the kids' laundry and then the ex's thong shows up, I would do what she did first time, think like it's a mistake, throw it away. Second time, I'm definitely saying something to Jay. Third time, I'm definitely calling her. Not even a question.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, okay, and then what do you say without ramping? Because here's the thing. Clearly she's got, you know, she's
right.
There's been drama.
Yeah,
right?
She's not okay.
So you don't want to, like, do anything that could tip it into crazy town, you know? So what do you, how do you say it delicately that I would like for you to get your delicates out of the laundry?
Man, you're asking the wrong person. We need someone to call because I'm not delicate. I've never, ever been referred to that way. Man.
Ugh. Yeah. I mean, I think you could just start by assuming it's a mistake and saying, you know, hey, maybe you put them in a bag and send them back.
I like the move that she's throwing them away. I'm not sending
and
them
just
back.
Not.
Because, you know,
because if it is intentional.
And it's obviously intentional. If it's just underwear and it keeps coming. This woman's. Yeah. Oh, this woman. Okay, we got a caller. Do you want to take a call?
Yeah, well,
oh,
sure,
God,
why
the
not?
Dump.
Well,
are you going to do this to me? Okay. Okay.
Well,
with
I mean,
this topic.
I'm just saying, you know, you're behind the board today, so you got to.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to take one and then you warn them. Okay. Ready?
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Good morning. Hello. What's your name?
Good morning.
What's your name?
Oh, Jessica.
All right. Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How you doing?
I'm good. So I'm divorced. And have two girls, and they went to their dad every other weekend. And what I did is we didn't send clothes back and forth, so you just make it so that what his mother has the clothes is what he wears while he's there. And
oh, that's true. Why didn't we even think of that?
Like, that's a great solution.
It doesn't give her
Kelly and I were ready for battle.
Yeah, just we're ready to like attack. I like that you're just like no more laundry you sent over.
Yeah,
and just cut out if the laundry is the problem.
Sneak that stuff over.
Okay. All right. I'm so glad we answered your call.
You are so much more laid back than a lot of our listeners, and we are. One person texted, I would wash them and hand them back to her personally. That's a little aggressive.
I was thinking I would like post it on social and tag her.
I think these might be your. I think you left something in the laundry, right?
These keep popping up.
Okay, see, then we have another savage.
Like, my kid keeps bringing home women underwear. What do you think's going on?
Yeah, right. Oh, man.
Yeah. Does little Johnny have a girlfriend we should know about?
Yeah, exactly. And look at this taste in undies. God. My goodness.
Jessica, I love your plan. Just double the wardrobe and
no laundry.
Cut your losses. Yep. Yeah, exactly.
So
thank you for calling us.
What was on his back when he went and...
Yeah.
When he comes back in.
Right.
That's right.
That's it.
That's great. That's sensible, common sense, logical advice. And we appreciate that, Jessica. Have a great morning.
Thanks, Jess.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's not as savage as the other person who texted us and said, cut up the thongs and send them back. So, you know... Again, there are different ways of dealing with things, and again, I think Jessica's a little bit more even keeled. I think that's a good call there.
I think it's like, what would, you know, WWJD, what would Jessica do? That's what we follow from now on.
Print the bumper stickers.
That's it.